Taking a Walk with Buzz Knight.
Well, it's a beautiful day in Concord, Massachusetts, and it's even more beautiful because I'm taking a walk with my dear friend Charles Lacordaire. Charles, it was delightful to have lunch with you. Now we could walk off our lunch a little bit. Thanks for taking a walk.
It was more delightful because you paid.
Even better. Even better. Well, so nice to see you. So I think we're going to break this great Take It a Walk episode into two parts. Part one, this part, we're gonna let you rant a little bit. You did a little ranting in your day with the big mattress. That would be an understatement, I think, from time to time. So,
did you know you sound like Holly Carr?
Oh!
I'm sorry. What were you saying, Buzz?
Ouch! So this is the Get Off the Lawn episode of Taking a Walk. What things are you ranting about these days?
Well, there's not much to rant about in California because where I live in California is like a blue bubble, so politically everybody sort of agrees with me. I like that when that happens. And the air up there is good, and you don't see anybody smoking. Remember? God, I remember I used to freak out. Once, you know, I smoked from the time I was 12 until, God, I was in my 40s, I quit. You know, and now being 64 years old, give or take 3 decades, I kind of, I find that people don't smoke anywhere except in foreign countries. I remember one of my great challenges, one of the great expectations was to finally go to Italy, to go back and find my ancestral heritage. And so I go to Italy. Everybody fucking smokes in Italy. Everybody. I mean, you can't. And it's all in all of Europe. And the bad thing about that is that in Italy, you want to eat outside. You don't want to be stuck inside and eating, you know, in a restaurant. You want to be outside with the, watching everybody go by and, you know, be a people watcher and hear the music that's everywhere. But you can't because everybody's smoking cigarettes. And in Europe, it's very interesting because the government, it's not like in America where each state, each town has its own rules. And in Europe, it's like all the European countries, even Ireland, you cannot smoke indoors. I mean, outdoors. I mean, no, indoors. You cannot smoke indoors in anywhere in Europe. Even Ireland, when we went to Ireland, the streets of Dublin, it was like there was so much smoke. It was all foggy, you know, and you had to go to a pub to get fresh air.
Right.
I swear to God. And in Italy now, you have to go inside to have clean air, to enjoy a meal.
And so there's machines all over, like when you're walking down the street, there's cigarette machines everywhere in Europe.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know because I don't smoke anymore. But I, you know, it's like me, I have a Tesla now, so I don't see gas stations. I don't see cigarette machines. There's just some things you no longer see. But the other thing was, that bothers me is I got in trouble on the radio for it. Some woman came in and I was interviewing her with her and she, I didn't like, she had perfume on. I'm thinking, do people still wear perfume? Or guys with cologne? It's like, you know, so I complained about perfume. Do you wear cologne?
No.
Okay, see what I'm saying?
No, so, never.
Who wears cologne now? Italians? Armenians? Greeks? I don't know. Guys wear cologne, I guess, you know. The guys in Revere, maybe, but...
Well, I want to say to you, we have a global audience for this podcast, so...
Oh, boy. Okay, I apologize, Greece. Your cologne is the best cologne.
It's the not best the, ever.
It's not the Gillette cologne. Oh, now I pissed off the Crafts.
You can't get out of your own way, can you?
I know.
Right?
I know. Yeah.
But people, I think, generally, in my opinion, over the last few years. There's a lot of impatience in the world, wouldn't you say? Do you find people tailgating more, just as an example?
Well, you know, I moved from I spent 20 years on Maui in Hawaii. So when I would get in my car, or just get in my car and you go someplace, I mean, Hawaii, they drive 40 miles an hour on the highway on the left in the passing lane because they say they're doing this, what's your hurry, brah? You know, like, you know, forget about it. But then when I moved to California from Hawaii because I wanted to be close to my grandkids. So I left paradise and now I'm loving it with my grandkids. But I coming fresh out of Hawaii, getting in a car, in my car, I had my car shipped over and getting that in the car in Northern California. They're crazy. I mean, they're just, you could be in a, you could be, no matter what lane you're in, you're going to get passed. And so I just sort of stay in the right lane. I make a believe I'm kind of an old Italian washerwoman. I just sort of stay in the right lane and, you know, just putter along and the cars are zooming by me. Because otherwise, if you want to compete, you get in the middle lane and then they're zooming by you. And you're going 80, they're going 90. They're going, everybody's crazy out here. So, yeah, and people are a lot less patient. Everybody's in a hurry to go nowhere.
Right, where are you going?
Yeah.
What's the deal with people, you know, out on the roads, there's traffic everywhere, but yet supposedly no one can find anyone to work at their places of business? What's going on? Why aren't people wanting to work?
Oh, I don't know the answer to that. I mean, I know you're not going to hear people saying I can't find a job anymore because there are a lot of jobs out there, a lot of, you know, openings for people who want to work. But I don't know. I don't understand. That all happened since COVID, didn't it?
Yes. Yeah. I don't understand that, especially seeing everybody's out in the roads. So they're going somewhere. Where are they going?
Yeah.
And then there's, I know you went to the Patriots game.
Oh, God. I got season tickets, and because I live in California, I only go to one game a year. And I used to go in December when the games are important, you know, when they're vying for the championship series and all those different series, the playoffs. But I decided 2 years ago, you know what, I'm too old for this shit. So I just come here now in the summer, at the end of the summer, you know, when the, like I went to opening day game and I've never done that before. And
were people standing all the entire game?
They stand the entire game.
I know that's a thing. I know it is for me and it is for you.
Same with concerts. When I used to go to concerts, people in front of me start, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, I can't. I have to stand up even when the piano's playing. I have to stand up. These people just, they stand in front of you and they're all you see is their butt, you know, going back and forth, swinging back and forth. They go, you know what, and I don't want to tell them to sit down because they'll just say, hey, you know, we paid our money and stuff. I paid my money too, you know. If I want to hear the show, I'll just buy a CD. But I want to see the show,
right?
And I don't want to have to look over your shoulder. And then, of course, if the guy's 6'7", you get that too. So, you know,
decorum seems to have gone out the window.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
Yeah, yeah. I remember I used to open the car door. I don't even do it anymore. Open the car door for people.
You don't do that anymore?
No.
You've given up?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I want people to open the car door for me.
So do you think that people have learned during this pandemic thing how to appreciate the outdoors and enjoy themselves a little bit more? And I'm very cautious as I'm asking this question because I still can't get over the sting of you saying that I sounded like Howie Carr.
Well, a lot of people would consider that a compliment, you know, half your audience probably. So. Yeah, Howie and I are actually, I'm friendly with Howie and his family. I mean, I haven't seen him in a few years, but I used to have an indoor swimming pool when I lived here, and Howie would how he would take his family and they'd swim in my pool. But we never talk politics. That's the key, is you never talk politics with your friends. If you do, you pay the price. You lose a friend.
It's a deep price, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Anything else you want to rant about? Because we can close out part one of the Take It a Walk episode if you'd like, or you can tell me what's on your mind.
Well, I think perfume, cigarettes, people who stand in front of me.
It's a pretty good list.
At concerts and football games. Yeah. And people who don't wash their hands when they go to the bathroom. I have this dream. I'd like, if I had $1 billion, what I'd do is I'd have a TV show that, here's what I would do. I would stand right outside of the Gillette Stadium, the restroom. And as the guys would come out, I would be standing at the exit door. And before they came out, I'd say, "You didn't wash your hands. Get back." Hey, this guy didn't wash his hands. Look at him. He didn't want... In fact, one time I was at a restaurant, I noticed that the guy who would work in there, he came out of the stall, and he just went right out the door. And I thought, I am not eating in this restaurant anymore.
Right. No way.
Yeah. No, that's about it.
All right. Well, I have one that I'm going to bring up, which is going to lead to my final question for this part one. Part two, by the way, is going to be Radio Days. And
is that D-A-Z-E?
I think so. You've done that one. That was, yeah. you had a project, I think, that was called that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. It'll be the Radio Days for part two. But these darn cell phones. You go to dinner, you see a couple, you know, at the next table. They're not talking to each other. They're each staring at their phone, and they're not even making eye contact or conversation. Or you see somebody going at a crosswalk, and you know they're.
Or you see somebody bump into a pole.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's just this addiction to these devices is pretty significant.
Yeah, you're talking to the wrong guy. When I would go to the bathroom, I used to read a magazine. Now I take my phone. And in fact, somebody said, I think somewhere, where if you want somebody to not spend a lot of time in the bathroom, just make sure they don't take their phone in with them.
There you go.
And I use my phone all the time. With my Tesla now, they just upgraded it so that when I'm driving along, if I decide that I want... Now, I don't text and drive. I know that's stupid, because that you can kill somebody or yourself when you do that. But I do occasionally just look at my phone, well, for directions, you know, the GPS or whatever. And I remember in my Tesla, after they upgraded it one day, as I'm driving along, I didn't know what the upgrade would do. You know, they don't always tell you. They just do it. So I'm driving along, and I'm looking at some things that I got. I just got some alerts on my phone. So I'm looking. All of a sudden, on the screen, it says, "Please keep your eyes on the road." I went, "What the F? What is that?" And then my car crossed over the line a little bit, and it said, "Are you sure you don't want to get some sleep?"
Wow.
So, yeah.
I was always under the notion that if I ever had the opportunity in another life to run into Steve Jobs, I would ask him the question and say, "Is this what you intended from the creation of this device?" You know, the fact that...
You mean to the
device addiction, basically.
Like to the phone person, or to any person that ever invented any device?
I'm talking to Steve Jobs in particular. Let me have my dream.
Yeah. There you go.
But I wonder whether he knew how disruptive this would be in the right way and the wrong way.
You're talking about the internet or phones?
I'm talking specifically the phones.
Because the person who invented the internet, I'm sure it's a lot of different people.
Wasn't that Al Gore or something? Did he say that?
No, Al Gore. Well, Al Gore, no, what he said they took out of context. You know how they do it.
I know, I'm just teasing you. I'm just seeing if you're paying attention.
Yeah. So, the internet was, once that came in, it changed the whole, you know, it gave everybody a voice, including a lot of people who maybe shouldn't have as much of a voice because they just have, they're just evil people, you know?
Yeah.
But it sort of, right, it's changed, I mean, stuff changes every day. And, you know, speaking of get off my lawn thing, I mean, there's so much stuff going on. I just read that in the paper that that's, they've got a device now that can actually, if you type something up, you say, I want to see an avocado telephone. All of a sudden, this device will make an avocado telephone, and you will swear it was taken by a camera.
AI.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's AI. And the AI, they've also got ways they can put faces on people. So within my lifetime, I think, and I'm going to live to be 104, so I'm sure it'll be within that time, but my... within my lifetime, I'm thinking that that people will just not, they won't believe anything. They will say, the only way I believe it is if you're standing with me, talking to me, and what you're saying, I will believe that you are here and I will listen to what you're saying. But anything else, there'll be so much screwing around with the technology that you don't know if they didn't put Al Gore's head on Hillary Clinton's body, or if they didn't put, you know, do such and such with is that really a squirrel with
right.
six legs? I mean, you won't know anything because of what they'll be able to do with the technology. So people will just say, I don't, whatever's out there, it might be true, it might not, but if the person's right in front of me, oh, look at this. So I want to read a sign. I'm just walking with Buzz here, and I want to read this sign. To the person who is chopping branches off my hedge, please stop. This hedge, which is an arborvitae, requires a specific kind of pruning technique that I learned from the staff at the Arnold Arboretum. And in this sounds like me on a bad day and in consultation. Anyway, let's keep going. Oh, wait. Meanwhile, what you are doing is vandalism. I will kill and will kill my hedge. I've reported it to the police, and I've set up my webcam. Oh, no, Buzz. Guess what?
We can't make this up. No. Oh, that's a perfect... All right, this is a perfect...
I'll be going back to California. You'll be here, and they'll arrest you.
That's all right.
Because they got your face here, buddy.
That's okay. I've been by there before. Well, back to what you were saying on AI, perfect lead into episode 2, is they say that... they're going to have disc jockeys that are created through artificial intelligence. How messed up is that?
Well, they're also... do you remember when... I forget what they call it. But when you go into a movie, it's not a cartoon, but it's a real-looking face. What do they call those?
Hologram, like, or something?
No. Like Disney movies. There are certain movies that have people that look like real people, but they're sort of cartoonish. I don't know.
Animated.
But
I don't know. Anime.
Yeah.
I got it.
Whatever.
All right. It's like I have to play the guessing game sometimes. But we get
I'm not
there.
Sure anime is the right word either.
All right. Well,
when you go to a Disney movie, it's either cartoons of lions and Pinocchio and stuff, or it's people that look like sort of real people, and they move around and they walk around and stuff, but they're not real. You don't have any kids, so you don't. When was the last time you went to see the Lion King? Anyway.
Episode 2. Check it out. It's coming up.
Taking a Walk with Buzz Knight is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.